House Bill 1174. House Bill 1174 is an act to revise the provisions for municipal checks and warrants to conform with state standards. Representative Hunoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do you wish me to move to the table, or?
You will find out where you are, and you may move it, whatever you prefer in the committee.
I will stay here. Thank you. Members of the committee, I bring forth to you for consideration House Bill 1174, which is a revision for municipal checks and warrants to conform with state standards. What this is proposing is currently when a municipality issues a check or warrant, if it is uncashed, then that municipality is required to carry the check on the books for 2 years. What Section 1 of this bill does is to allow to cancel those uncashed checks or warrants after 180 days. At such times, this cancellation is noted in the register, and then this 80 days is consistent with cancellation deadline for state issue warrants. Coming from a city perspective, you have those on the books, and every month you have to keep repeating them and recording them. This way, after 6 months, this allows you to take them off the books, but there is still a separate register that maintains them. The second portion of the bill addresses the point that once it's been canceled, it's up to the municipal governing body to direct that payment of the check or warrant until such time as that amount payable has been submitted to the state unclaimed property office. And that is in state statute that you do submit those to that office. What Section 2 is trying to do is in the state statute, it says that it's supposed to be submitted within 1 year, whereas currently what we have, it's 6 years. So we're trying to bring that in compliance with the state statute of 1 year. I have Yvonne Vick is here from the Municipal League. If you have any questions, I'm sure she would be willing to answer them. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Hunhoff. Further proponents on House Bill 1174. Further proponents.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Vick with the South Dakota Municipal League. I don't have anything to add, but we are a proponent of the bill, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1174. Seeing none, we'll close to opponents. Are there opponents to House Bill 1174? Any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion or questions. Representative Korchak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A question for Representative Hunhoff. in your testimony, you said it explains separate register. Could you please explain the separate register that records it? I guess it's not in here. And is that a new portion of your bill? Is that already being done? And is that available to the public? And can you elaborate on what that's called and on that end of it? And I'd have a follow-up question.
Thank you, Representative Klocek. Yes, that is currently being done already, and those records are available. They're public information, so someone can come in. So it's already being done. It's not anything new in the bill.
And what is the name of that
register? Follow-up question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What is the name of that register, or what is it called?
From my experience with the city that I'm familiar with, it's just a check register that's listed, and it's an account. In the accounting, it would be a section in that area.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Klocek. Further questions? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and action on House Bill 1174.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hunhoff.
I would move House Bill 1174 for passage.
Representative Hunhoff moves House Bill 1174 do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Hargens. Discussion on that.